Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the fourth issue of this Star Wars arc, so let's get to the issue.
Beginning the fourth issue here, and they're stuck. We've got the group stuck in the detention cells. You know, this is the scene where Leia grabs Han's gun and fires open the garbage chute.
Right.
And they all go diving into it. One thing that's different is we don't have, like, Han gets down there, he fires the bolt to try and get the door open.
Ricochet!
But we don't have Luke saying, "I already tried that," and not working.
Oh.
We do have Luke getting grabbed by the garbage monster.
Yes.
Which
that's another good one in the From a Certain Point of View.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, poor garbage monster.
No, he's okay.
Okay. Is he, though? I mean, he's on Death Star. That thing's gone.
You'll see.
Oh! I should probably read that soon.
Yes, you should.
We get the scene where the wall starts closing in. They're trying to stop everything. It not working, of course. We got the... I do like how the droids were able to not even manipulate, but trick the stormtroopers and saying, yeah, we were just locked in here and they went that way. And
yeah, again, nobody pays attention to droids.
Yeah.
In Star Wars. Like, well, droids rights now.
So, are you saying that L337 was right?
Yeah.
I mean,
did anyone walk out of Solo thinking that L337 wasn't right?
No comment?
Let me know. At @Emily_Bonner on Instagram.
3PO. This is one thing I did find interesting. As the walls are getting ready to close in, we have Leia telling, I'm assuming Solo, to blast the door again.
Yeah.
Where's the ricochet there?
Yeah, where is the ricochet there?
Yeah. 3PO is obviously able to make contact with Luke and they tell him to shut down the garbage masher on the detention level, which they do, and he gives them the number. Now,
I don't know the original number off the top of
my head. It's not this number.
Yeah, I don't know that number.
But I could have swore this number was meant something. I thought it did. I may be pulling smoke on this one. I don't remember.
Well, let's compare comics. 366-117-891?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're able to get out, of course. We get a quick scene of Ben.
Sneaky Ben.
Yeah. Shutting down the tractor beam. And then, you know, getting away from the stormtroopers.
Yeah.
We go back to the group. And the garbage monster is... Like, I know in the movie we see Solo shooting into the garbage masher.
Yeah.
This one, we have the garbage monster reaching out its tentacle
to
them in the hallway.
Yes.
And Solo shooting it so it gets back. And then Leia, you know, yelling at them saying, you know, somebody's going to hear you.
And she's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, quick question.
Yes.
This panel that we've just turned to.
Yes.
Is it just a play on the light or do those look more like death troopers than stormtroopers?
It's a play on the light.
Okay, dang it.
Because I'm pretty certain. I don't think Death Troopers was a thing yet.
I don't think it was.
In 1977, it wasn't.
Yeah, just
like they would have been there.
Sure.
In theory.
Just the way the coloring and the lighting is in this one panel, they're blacker in color. And I don't know, the helmet shape was just different.
That
enough
one? Yes. It does. Yeah.
It reminded me of the Death Troopers.
If you want to call them Death Troopers, you can.
I'm gonna.
However, the very next panel, you see the Stormtroopers.
Oh. All right, fine. You and your logic.
Yeah, I have that from time to time. We get to the group again. Oh, well, the panels you were talking about is Ben, you know, sneaking around.
Still being a sneaker.
Trying to get back to the ship.
Yeah.
Which we go back to the ship and we have the group up above with 3PO and R2 just below them. It's very, very...
Yeah, this is very tiny, but it's there.
So now they just got to figure out how they're going to meet up. Well, before they can do that, stormtroopers come and find them.
Right.
And Han does his running after them. Now, what's interesting to me is that he's chasing them, but he chases them into a dead end in this versus chasing them into an open area with
a lot more
stormtroopers. Well, the special edition has like a good 50 plus more, whereas the regular edition only had like maybe 20 plus more.
Yeah, but still.
But it's still more.
Significantly more than two.
Yes. And so, Solo's like, this wasn't exactly the smartest thing I ever... Chewie, it's time to turn around and start running like crazy. Now, as that's happening, we have Luke and Leia running the opposite direction, being chased by stormtroopers.
Ugh.
They get to the scene where they have to swing across the bridge, because the bridge is out.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke tosses his cable that he had taken from the stormtrooper belt over. And you wanna...
Okay, so, I mean, friendly reminder, these comics were based on a significantly earlier script for the original Star Wars, for A New Hope. And, like, we all know the scene in the movie where, like, Leia kisses Luke, it's like, sort of on the cheek, and it's like, for luck.
It's more like...
It's a peck.
Corner.
But it's a peck.
Yes, it's just a quick little boom.
Right. This panel, oh boy, they are leaning in, like, they are leaning in for a real kiss.
It's a lip lock
It is kiss. A lip lock, yeah, like.
For luck.
Their lips definitely touched for luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
They swing across and they get away. Yay, yay, yay.
More Sneaky Ben.
Yep. He's trying to get back to the ship, but well, as he is getting closer, we get a scene of Darth Vader behind Ben. We go back to Solo and Chewie running back to the ship. These doors, they call them doors, but there's a lot of they're really like one on top of each other.
I mean,
they're like blast doors almost.
I'm assuming they're like blasters because they are getting out into a hangar. So if there is any sort of hull compromise, like hull compromise,
okay,
on the ship, it would make sense to have multiple doors.
Okay. Yeah, especially since if you can see in that panel, it looks like they're trying to blast through.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, okay, that makes sense. But they are able to get through those doors without getting injured. And now we have the scene of Vader and Ben meeting for the first time
in decades.
Yeah, almost 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, we know it's 20 years.
We know
years.
That now.
Yeah. Or as Darth Helmet says, for the first time, for the last time.
For the last first time?
Yeah.
For the first last time.
And this is, again, you've got the book where it's Vader with the red, Ben with the blue. I've got it with both of them with red.
Nice.
Pink, red, whatever. It's just, it's fun and interesting. But they start fighting. It's, you know, the whole, you know, when last we met, I was a learner, now I'm the master, and you know, you can't beat me, blah, 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 blah. The group meets back up. Everybody does. Droids and people alike. And they realize, you know, they know they have to get to the ship. Although, this is where Leia sees Ben and Darth Vader fighting. Having their lightsaber duel. Also, I will point out that... Didn't point this out in the first or second issue. But they spell lightsaber as the old... I guess the old style? Or the right style? The right wording?
Where I gotta find where they've got it. Yeah. They spell it in a very French way. Because that, I mean, honestly...
This is, I think, the right way, but we've been brought up S-A-B-E-R.
Well, I mean, funny story. I took 4 years of French in high school. I don't think I knew that lightsaber was spelled E-R. I think I've been spelling it R-E this whole time.
Really?
I think I have.
Interesting.
Because it's a saber, and that's how you spell saber. En français, s'il vous plaît.
Well, okay, well, oui. This is... I don't know your German dialogue. you're telling me.
Je parle un peu français. Expliquez-nous Deutsch. Move along.
I think I actually do have one listener in Europe, so. Yeah. Anyway, so we have the stormtroopers there distracted, giving the group enough time to get to the ship. One thing I saw differently was when Vader struck down Ben, it's very ghoulish.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Obi-Wan is melting out of his body, but up and out. Like, not okay. Melting down. It looks like...
It's also... And, you know, we in the movie, we have Ben stop fighting and he puts his saber right. up like he's just ready. He's not giving up.
Yeah.
But he's conceding, maybe? No, that's not right. Whereas this one, he's mid-fight.
Yeah.
And Vader strikes him down.
Yeah.
I also like how he's using his lightsaber to poke at and lift up the cloth with no body.
Oh.
Whereas, yeah. Wouldn't that be cutting the cloth?
It would just be cutting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
It's fun. It's good fun. But of course, Luke sees everything going on and he yells, giving away their position because...
Yeah. Because Luke.
Luke. And he starts firing away when he hears a voice, Ben's voice, telling him to... Well, he doesn't tell him to run.
Does he?
He says it in the movie. He doesn't say it here. He just says Luke.
That's right.
But he's able... It was enough to shock him enough to turn around and see Leia telling him to get on the ship.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Family Guy because... We get where Chris Luke says, you know, I can't believe he's gone. And Lois Leia's like, oh, you mean the guy you've known for 5 minutes and you now are adapting his religion? Okay, cool. Like, my whole plan just destroyed, but that's fine. Let's worry about you for it now.
Oh, my God.
Family Guy. Like, I haven't watched it in forever, but that episode sticks in my head because it was Star Wars and Family Guy, so it was great.
Yeah.
We end the issue with the ship with Millennium Falcon flying out of the Death Star onto, well, we know it's Yavin 4. They haven't said it yet, but onto the Rebel base.
But yeah, it just says next issue, Escape to the Moons of Yavin.
Okay. Mine says it, but
yeah. Okay. Okay. I was worried that you didn't say it.
Well, I was referring to more like Leia didn't tell them where they were going.
Well, sure, yeah, no.
So.
Sure. That's OPSEC, Operational Security.
Okay.
It's a need-to-know basis.
Gotcha. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you liked listening to Emily, please check out the What's in the Queue podcast, where they talk about documentaries on the internet. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching What's in the Queue. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Star Wars story.